The Vagabond Players in Baltimore are presenting an American classic, Our Town. It's a play that gets produced a lot. In her weekly theater review, Maryland Morning Theater critic J. Wynn Russick tells us,
Thornton Wilder's Our Town is the most produced American play. It's on stage somewhere every single day. So it's not surprising that people think they know it. Our Town, that folksy play that gets done in high schools. But Our Town is much more than that. It's a play that cuts to the core of what it means to be human, to experience life. And it's a play that was so daringly experimental when it debuted in 1938 that it changed the face of American drama. A production that gets all of that, or even most of it right, will shake you up in the opening scene and move you to tears by the end. Director Eric C. Stein and his cast have a firm grip on Our Town at the Vagabond Players. Much of the groundbreaking nature of Our Town had to do with the way it's staged. Essentially, on a bare stage without props, the audience fills in the blanks. The character of a stage manager was also groundbreaking. He serves as a narrator, introducing the characters and the action. Josh Shoemaker plays the stage manager with the amiable calm of a schoolteacher.
The name of the town is Grover's Corners, New Hampshire, just across the Massachusetts line. Latitude 42 degrees 40 minutes, longitude 70 degrees 37 minutes. The first act shows a day in our town. The day is May 7th, 1901. The time is just before dawn.
The story that the stage manager tells seems simple enough. A pair of teenagers, next-door neighbors, George Gibbs and Emily Webb, fall in love, marry, and, well, just in case you aren't familiar with the play, I'll leave it at that. In George and Emily's first scene, William Meister's George is bashful, a bit awkward, a good kid. Ryan Gunning's Emily combines a youthful spirit with the slightly proud air of the smartest girl in school.
Gee, it's funny, Emily. My window up there, I can just see your head nights when you're doing your homework over in your room.
Why, can you?
You certainly do stick to it, Emily. I don't see how you can sit still that long. I guess you'd like school?
Well, I figure it's something you have to go through.
Yeah.
I don't mind it, really. It passes the time.
Kudos also to actress Gunning for her handling of her last scene. A scene that requires her to portray Emily at 12 and as a grown-up, watching and commenting on her younger self. The entire play builds up to this, and Gunning strikes a fine balance between the brash 12-year-old and the somber adult. Among the production's other nice touches is that William Meister's real-life father, Chip, plays George's father, the town doctor. Ryan Gunning's father also has a small role. It's just the kind of thing that might happen if Our Town were produced in a town as small as Wilder's fictitious Grover's Corners. Director Stein adds a few little embellishments, some sound effects, and one bit I especially liked. George mimes giving Emily the cherry off his ice cream soda in the scene where they fall in love. Not everything comes off with this much grace, but Stein and company respect the purity of the play, and in the process come up with a production that honors Thornton Wilder's achievement. The self-reflexiveness of Our Town, the way it never lets us forget we're watching a play instead of settling for naturalism, doesn't seem unusual today. That, in itself, is a tribute to the play's impact. The Vagabond Players is celebrating its 100th anniversary with revivals of some of its best-loved plays. It's been almost a half century since the theater last produced Our Town, but it still feels right at home.
Theater critic J. Wynn Russick calls Maryland Morning home every Monday morning. Our Town continues at the Vagabond Players in Baltimore until February 7th. We've got more information on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. Next week, Judy tells us about an all-female version of Shakespeare's As You Like It at Baltimore's Center Stage. Lots more ahead on the program today. Stay with us on 88.1. I'm Tom Hall.